This is the Rona Roundtable with Rick Rao,
the podcast
on TSN1290.ca.
And we're joined now by a man I always like for a fresh take on the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, the host of the Illegal Curve Hockey Show, heard here on TSN 1290 Saturdays at 10 a.m., Drew Mandel. Drew, how are you today?
I'm good, Darren. How are you doing, buddy?
Very well, thanks. Now, always appreciate you taking the time to come on. What was your initial reaction when you heard the news yesterday that Buck Pearce was out and Justin Goltz was in moving forward?
Probably the first comment would have been about time. I mean, I think, maybe I'm a pessimist, but I think I'm probably in the majority with this opinion. This is going to be a lost year for the Bombers, even only five games in. It's a lost year. You have to figure out what you have in Justin Goltz, if you have anything. You might even see if you have anything in Max Hall if it gets to that point in time. But you know that at this point, all due respect, Buck Pearce just doesn't have it to be the starting quarterback for the Bombers anymore.
Well, and the Blue Bombers are sitting at 1-4 on the season right now, and a lot of that has to do with the offense. Gary Croton not being able to be effective yet in the CFL. Inconsistent quarterback play, whether it's Goltz or it's Buck Pearce under center. But the defense has really been a stinker the last few weeks. I've broke down those numbers a few times, but 87% completion percentage and 1,000 yards, 7 touchdowns, no interceptions to the last 3 quarterbacks they've faced. What's going on in the defense?
Well, I mean, it seems, watching the first 5 games, that the defense is the success for the defense is contingent on them getting pressure from the front four. And against Montreal the first 2 weeks of the season, they could get pressure on the front four because Montreal's offensive line is isn't very good. It's in shambles, and then they lost Scott Flory, so it's in even more shambles. But you go up against a good offensive line like you have in Toronto or you have in Calgary, and they can't get pressure from the front four. It leaves the defensive backs and the halfbacks exposed, and they're just getting beat by better receivers. So at some point in time, and this is really what bothers me a lot, there just doesn't seem to be any in-game adjustments by the Bombers. Yeah, you can go into the game and say, okay, our strategy is to get pressure from the front four, but if it's not working after a quarter, if it's not working after a half, at some point in time you need to adjust the game plan, send some guys on a blitz, because your defensive backs are just getting picked apart.
Well, and we saw that in the Calgary game. They refused to blitz. They didn't blitz once. I went back and watched the game again, and they were sending 4 every time. And there has to be, it's almost confounding that you face a number 3 quarterback in Bo Levi Mitchell, and then you allow him to have the game he has because you put no pressure on him.
Well, I mean, exactly. You got to make it difficult. I mean, most quarterbacks, if they are sitting in the, especially in the CFL with the wider field and everything else, and it being, allegedly a more offensively inclined league, you sit in the pocket with no pressure coming around you, you can have all day, and the defensive backs aren't going to be able to cover forever and ever, not saying that they even covered for the first forever,
right.
But, at some point in time, you do need to adjust, make it difficult on Bo Levi Mitchell. He's just standing back there, you might as well have a picnic lunch set up for him.
We're doing a conversation with Drew Mandel, host of the Illegal Curve Hockey Show, heard here on TSN 1290, Saturdays at 10 a.m., or currently 10 a.m., sometimes at noon. Now, Drew, let's get down to brass tacks. What do the Blue Bombers need to do right now? Do they need to find a new head coach? Do they need to find a new offensive coordinator? Do they need to get rid of Joe Mack and find a new general manager? Do they need to do all of the above? What's the next move for this team?
Well, for the time being, for the next 10 games, status quo, just evaluate Justin Goltz, see what you have. There's no point in napalming the organization after week 5. Now, if everything plays out as I suspect it will, when they're going to be, end the year at 4-14 or, maybe 5-13, then you have to napalm the entire organization. You get rid of Joe Mack. He's had his run as for better or worse, and we all know that it's been for worse. Tim Burke is, I think, a very, very good defensive coordinator. Have I seen enough from him to say that he's a long-term head coach in this league? No, I haven't. No disrespect. Gary Croton, obviously doesn't have it to be a CFL offensive coordinator. You just have to start fresh. I mean, in an ideal world, you just make a godfather offer to try and get, Wally Blano out of BC. It's not going to happen, but you make the offer. You make an offer to get John Huffnagel out of Calgary. I mean, that's my number one wish, but again, I don't see it happening. You just have to give the fans something that they can hang their hat on, and they just don't have that right now. I mean, it's going to be a depressing new stadium when it's October and the Bombers are already mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, and nobody's going to want to be in attendance.
Right. I think the shine on Investors Group Field is going to wear off pretty quickly, and people aren't just going to go to see the new digs. They're going to, you know, not go because they don't want to see this football team. Joe Mack, over 4 years, 21-38 record. And I think you're right. They do need to go out and target some of these big names or somebody who's going to make a change. But with $100 million in collective debt with this new stadium and Paul LaPolice still being paid for another season, you have Tim Burke, who signed a three-year contract to be the head coach of this team earlier this year. Joe Mack is still under contract. If you start cleaning house and wanting to offer big money to get a John Huffnagel, to get a Dwayne Ford, to take a shot and try to get a Wally Buono out of BC, which is slim to none, this team is going to be extremely financially strapped.
Yeah, the financial ramifications are legitimate, but the alternative is, and if they don't do something to enliven the fan base, the alternative is next year you're going to have, the season tickets aren't going to stay at $25,000 for next year. They're going to drop down. They'll be at 20,000. Maybe they'll be at 17,500. And if you're the and that's still a pretty good number, I would suspect. If you're the Bombers, you want to go into next year. You know, think about the financial ramifications of having to sell 15,000 single game tickets every single game. That's a serious problem. You need to do something for the fans. You need to give them some optimism. You know. That's just what it boils down to. I was a Bomber season ticket holder for a dozen years, maybe even longer. I sat through all the Reinbold era games. Maybe that says more about me as in my foolishness than anything else. But after the Toronto game, I didn't buy season tickets this year. It was just the schedule didn't work with my schedule, so I knew I wasn't going to buy season tickets. But I expected that every game that I was in town for, I'd buy a single game ticket for. After the Toronto game, I said, no more. I'm not wasting my money on this shoddy product. The shoddy on-field product. The stadium's beautiful. I love the new stadium. Getting there, it's easy. I'm fortunate enough to live on a bus route that gets me to the stadium very quickly. I have no problems in that front. But seeing year after year of miserable product, it's just left me frustrated. I sat at home last game. I could have gone to the Calgary game. I sat at home and watched it on TV. I'm just not giving them any more of my money until I see some fundamental change within the organization.
Well, and that's the next question I wanted to ask you. The most fundamental change they can make beyond the general manager or the coaching staff is at quarterback. And this year kind of brings an interesting rift because of the expansion draft happening December 16th when the new Ottawa franchise, the Ottawa Red Blacks, will be able to select imports, non-imports, and quarterbacks from a protected list of other CFL teams. Do you think Winnipeg needs to go out and make a bold move and maybe package some draft picks and some talent and go after a Zach Caleros, go after a Bo Levi Mitchell, go after one of these top young players that they can maybe develop alongside Justin Goltz to give the team options at quarterback going forward? Because as of right now, they've thrown all their eggs in one basket, and now that basket is at the bottom of the pile.
Yes. In one word answer, yes, absolutely. They have to. I mean, you know, they talk about, oh, you can't trade CFL, you can't trade Canadian draft picks because Canadians are the lifeblood of the CFL. And there is some truth in that statement. But you know what's more of a lifeblood in the CFL? Having a viable human as a starting quarterback, not the cadavers we've been trotting out there for the last 5 years.
Drew, this is exactly why I love getting your take on this team. You're absolutely irreverent and you speak your mind. Really appreciate you taking the time today.
Anytime, Darren. You know that, bud.
Hey, and what's on tap Saturday?
Tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., the Legal Curve Hockey Show. Zach Bogosian's agent, Bob Murray, is going to join us at 10:30. A lot of contract talk, a lot of Jets talk, and some general NHL conversation as well.
There you go. Drew Mindell, appreciate the time. You can listen to the Legal Curve Hockey Show at 10 a.m. tomorrow right here on TSN 1290 and TSN1290.ca.
You've been listening to The Rona Roundtable with Rick Ralph Podcast. Catch the Rona Roundtable with Rick Ralph live weekdays at 11 a.m. on TSN 1290 and TSN1290.ca.